Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Another nice short message for you this evening. Glory to God. I say, just because it's short doesn't mean it can't help you. Amen. Somebody said if it were shorter, I'd feel a lot more helped. Glory to God. Jesus said this, didn't he? He said, go preach the kingdom of heaven. He said, go and preach the kingdom of heaven. Go and tell people that the kingdom of heaven is just drawn right up alongside them. There's an opportunity for them to access everything that's in heaven. He said, heal the sick. He said, cleanse the lepers. He said, raise the dead. He said, cast out demons. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you, in case you don't know already, that you've got what it takes to do it. You've got what it takes to do exactly what he said, to heal the sick, to preach the kingdom, to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead, and to cast out demons. Who knows if we can spend way too much of our time, and Ali kind of touched on this a little bit this morning, focusing on what we don't have rather than what we do have. You know, a lot of people spend all their time focusing on what they don't have. Well, we don't have this, and we don't have that, we don't have the next thing. You can be sitting here saying, we don't have a big enough building, we don't have this, we don't have the next thing. Instead of focusing on what we do have. How stupid is that, really? Come on. Because there's nothing that we can do with what we don't have. Come on. There's nothing we can do with what we don't have, but there's plenty we can do with what we do have. So let's hear what the Word of God has to say about this. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. So according to the Word of God, what we don't have is fear. Come on. The Greek word there is phobos. We get the English word phobia from that, which means an irrational fear. Well, we all know some of the phobias, don't we? Claustrophobia. Fear of open, fear of enclosed spaces, agoraphobia, a fear of open spaces, homophobia, that's one that gets chucked around a lot now, isn't it? No homophobics in here tonight, I trust. Here's another view for you. A gyrophobia, a fear of crossing the road. A tichyphobia, the fear of failure. That's the people that say we were like grasshoppers in the sights with wee titchies. That's where. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. I think it's enetophobia, a fear of vomiting. Oh, here's a cracker for you. Nomophobia, the fear of being out of mobile phone contact. I think that's probably a pretty new one. It probably affects quite a lot of people. Oh no, I've no signal on my phone. Oh no, Vodafone's down again. Oh no, what are we going to do? I'm so afraid. Come on. Here's one that obviously doesn't affect Sam. Xanthophobia, the fear of the colour yellow. There's a few more people afraid of the colour yellow since you got that car, eh? Glory to God. What about tetraphobia? The fear of the number four. And on it goes. Phobos, it's an irrational fear. It's a fear that doesn't make sense. It's a fear that doesn't really add up. So why do we spend so much time allowing what we don't have to limit us? According to the Word of God, we don't have fear. God's not given us a spirit of fear. You know, fear in our house is spider-sized or spider-shaped. It doesn't take much for me to be a fearless hero in our house. I just have to respond to the screams. Ah, Daddy, Daddy, come! I mean, you get it, there's this wee thing, it's like, where is it? Oh, it's there, down there, over there, don't let it go, don't, please don't let it escape, oh, please, I have to sleep in this room, I can't, oh. and superhero shows up, you know. Occasionally I have time to put on my t-shirt. Super dad. and I'm a hero in our house because I have no fear of spiders. Arachnophobia. The fear of spiders. My irrational fear, I try and take a little time to teach and say, look, think about it. Look how crazy this is. Look at the size of that thing. We don't even have poisonous spiders here. Come on, if there was poisonous spiders, well, maybe, but they're not even poisonous. Glory to God. Why do we spend so much time focusing on what we don't have when there's more than enough that we could be doing with what we do have? What does the Bible say that we do have? It says we have no fear. Say, I have no fear. You're just agreeing with God there. Say, I have no fear. What do we have? It says we have power. He's given us power. The Greek word there is dunamis. You shall receive dunamis, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me. He didn't say you might be. He said you shall be when the dunamis, when the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, locally, Judea, regionally, Samaria, cross-culturally, and to the ends of the earth. Internationally, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, Jesus said, "I give you power over all the power of the enemy, so that nothing shall by any means hurt you." We have power. Say, "I have power." Say, "I have power." We have the power to bless. We have the power to do good. We have the power to heal. We can go heal the sick because we've got the power to heal. We've been given the Spirit of power. That the Greek word there, dunamis, means supernatural power. That's what it means. The power to do good, the power to heal, the power to pray. And believe that our prayers will be answered. We have the power to say stop. Remember the Lord woke me up a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago now. He said, go tell my people they have the power to say stop. I've placed it in their hands. I've given them the authority. I've given them the power to say stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, so often we focus on what we don't have. We think fear gets in and we focus on something we don't even have. And we allow fear. Even you start talking like this, you know, like, guys, you've got the power, go heal the sick. What people think? We'll get that in a minute. You need to wake up every morning and say, I have the power to heal the sick today. Otherwise, this Bible's a nonsense. This church business is tomfoolery. It's just a waste of space. Probably something better on the telly tonight. Come on. You could be at home either celebrating or commiserating over the Scottish rugby result. I have no idea what it was. Don't even bother telling me. I'm not interested. He says, I give you power. I have power. How exciting is that? You wake up every morning, you're plugged into power. You get to go to work and heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Come on. You get to work and somebody says, so-and-so died during the night. Well, really? I'm just taking an hour off. Where are you going? I'm going to raise them up. What do you mean you're going to raise them up? I've got power. The only thing that will stop you is fear, and you don't have fear. Why focus on what you don't have instead of taking hold of what you do have? He says, I'll give you power. He says, we've got love. Greek words, agape, it's the God kind of love. It's that love that's unconquerable benevolence and undefeatable goodwill. It's unconquerable and undefeatable. It keeps reaching out and reaching out. In Romans 5:5, it says that love is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us, who's been given to us, not who we're waiting for, who's been given to us. He pours an endless supply of God's love, that kind of love, the most powerful force in the universe. Why? Because 1 Corinthians 13 says it never fails. 1 John says there's no fear in love. Sometimes we're afraid to express that love. And so we focus on what we don't have, fear, and that stops us from using what we do have. Power and love. God's love. The love that never fails. We don't have to worry about that phobia that's to do with the fear of failure, because failure's never on our radar. It's not part of our experience. Unless you allow yourself to focus on something that you don't have. Because it's always what you don't have that stops you doing something. It's always what you don't have, what you think you don't have, that limits you, if you allow it. We don't have any. Say, I have no fear. Say, I have power. Say, I have love. Say, I have God's love. Say, love will reach them. Love will change them. Love will heal them. Love will cleanse them. Love will raise them up. Love will deliver them. Oh well, the power of love, the love that never fails. If you can't reach them with love, the Lord said to me, I've passed it on to you many times, they cannot be reached. You just keep reaching and they will be reached. Because love doesn't quit. Love never stops. Hallelujah. It says we have power. It says we have love. We don't have fear, but we do have power. We do have love. And we have a sound mind. The Greek word sophrodissimos. Really, it could be translated this way. It's made up of two different words, but it could be translated as, I like to think of it this way, saved thinking. You know, people have said to me over and over again when I've shared with them the good news that God wants to save everybody, to heal everybody. You don't think that would be good news to most people? You tend to find it's good news to most people apart from Christians. You know how many times I've heard this statement, that's what you think. Now that statement is designed to intimidate you and cause you to feel something you don't have. It's designed to shut you up through fear, which you don't have. And to keep your mouth shut, to stop you saying these things. You see, people say to me, that's what you think. I say, well, actually, I think what God thinks. How dare you? Well, I said, he invited me to. He told me that his thoughts were higher than my thoughts. He didn't tell me that, so he'd go, nah, 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 wee Donny Stewart, you wee pluck, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. No, he said that so that he knew, so I could know that my thoughts could become his thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. You know, he's like, I'm the king of the castle, you're the dirty wee rascal. No, he said, if your thoughts will line up with my thoughts, then your ways will line up with my ways, and you'll heal the sick, you'll cleanse the lepers, you'll raise the dead, you'll cast out demons, you'll run around this town and everywhere else, that you get an opportunity and you'll tell people the kingdom of heaven has just come banging on your door. Hallelujah. Next time someone says, that's what you think, tell them, well, I think the way God thinks. See, you can say that because you don't have any fear. Every time you say something that's good news and people try and cut across it, you just tell them, hey, I'm speaking on behalf of God here, by the way. I'm just saying what God says. I think what God thinks, and so I say what God says. Because I say what God says, I will do what God does. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's start up together. Say, I have no fear. Say, I have no fear. Say, I can preach the kingdom. Say, I've got what it takes. I don't have any fear. Say, I can preach the kingdom. I've got what it takes. I don't have any fear. Say, I can heal the sick. Say, I've got what it takes. I don't have any fear. Say, I can heal the sick. I've got what it takes. I've got everything I need to heal the sick. I can heal the sick. I will heal the sick. I've got what it takes. Glory to God. Say, I can cleanse lepers. Say, I've got what it takes. I don't have any fear. Say, I can cleanse lepers. Because I've got what it takes. I've got everything I need to cleanse the lepers. And I don't have any fear. I will cleanse the lepers. Hallelujah. See, I can raise the dead. See, I can raise the dead. See, I've got what it takes. See, I've got what it takes. I don't have any fear. See, I can raise the dead. Because I've got what it takes. And I don't have any fear. See, I will raise the dead. See, I can cast out devils. See, I can cast out devils. I have power over all the power of the enemy. So I can cast out devils. Because I've got what it takes. See, I've got what it takes. And I don't have any fear. But I've got what it takes. See, I will cast out devils. Let's see, I will preach the kingdom. I will heal the sick. I will cleanse the lepers. I will raise the dead. And I will cast out devils. Because I've got what it takes. And I have no fear. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Just remind yourself that tomorrow morning when you wake up. Hallelujah. Glory to God.